Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
My name is Mike Diamond, actually Michael Diamond, but Mike Diamond. I was born in Perth, Western Australia. I'm a interventionist, which means I intervene and help people when they're either sick and suffering or making disempowering choices. I'm fortunate enough to be on some TV shows. So the TV show Intervention, and I was involved in a lot of the Inc. TV shows. I'm an author and a keynote speaker.
That's awesome. Do you mind if we jump straight into some student questions that have already been emailed to me?
Go.
All right, cool. And you guys here, go ahead and message them in the chat, and I'll let you unmute to ask Mike yourself. So one of the kids wanted to know, can you share daily habits that have significantly contributed to your success and your mental well-being?
Absolutely. So the first thing I'm going to tell everyone, which was something I neglected when I was young, because I thought I knew everything and I didn't, was you need to spend time with yourself, processing your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And you do that by writing down your thoughts. Okay, writing down your thoughts is the most important thing. And what I like to do is call it a brain dump. So every morning when I wake up, you don't just become positive. It's a practice. Okay, so when you first wake up in the morning, everyone says that motivation, for example, that unmotivated in the morning. So I'm going to teach you a little secret. We're always unmotivated in the morning. You know why? Because all of us want to avoid pain and gain pleasure. All right? So if you set the alarm at 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning and you want to get up, the first thing you do is like, I don't want to get up. I'm unmotivated. No, it's okay, because you're motivated to stay warm in the bed. Okay? So the trick is to know, why wouldn't you want to lay in a bed? Everyone wants to be warm and cozy, right? So you have to tell yourself, oh, I've got to get up and get moving. And the first thing you're going to do is write down your thoughts. How do you feel today? You can write down, I feel grumpy. I feel angry. I feel agitated. Because if you write it down, the clutter in here becomes clarity when you write it down. Okay, so that's the first thing you want to do. Then you want to set a couple of small goals, just small goals. You're at school, be patient today. Be kind today. This is what I need to get to do today. And write those little goals down. Then the second thing I do, which is one of the most important things, is I spend a little time breathing. Okay? Just taking some deep breaths in and settling myself so I stay focused. And if I get in the habit of writing down all those thoughts when I'm stressed out, okay, then I'm not going to go and yell and scream at people. Okay, because here's a little trick. When we're triggered, okay, we get triggered by what people say, we can get triggered by the music, or we can be triggered by a negative thought. When we're triggered, we have a feeling, okay? I feel agitated, I feel scared, I feel something, right? So the trigger, feeling, if you pull the trigger, it becomes an emotion. Make sense? A feeling and an emotion are two different things. So if we get good at, oh, I am triggered, I feel this, I'm just going to sit in the feeling for a little bit. Guess what? You don't get emotional. And if we're emotional, we're not thinking rationally. Okay? So by just taking that little moment every day to write down how what you feel and how you're thinking, it gives you a better chance to think a little bit rationally and not be so frustrated during the day.
That's very good advice. Very, very good advice. And guys, again, check out themikediamond.com to learn more about Mike and his work. Mike, one of the kids emailed me and they wanted to know, how do you define success for yourself and how has this definition changed for you over the years?
It's a really, really great question. And I am going to, as simple as it is, if you write this down, you will always be successful. a successful person, man, woman, gender, it doesn't matter, in anything they do in life, has the ability to do the work they're supposed to do, no matter how they feel. Unsuccessful people in anything always want to feel good, feel right, and look for the right time. I hate to tell you, you're never going to feel good. It's never going to feel right. And there is no right time. There is only right this second. So here's a little trick. Anything you want to do in life, anything, if you start now making little steps towards where you want to go, you will eventually get there. Because daily habits over time stack up and close the gap from where you are to where you want to be.
That's solid advice. Did you prepare for that? No. That sounds scripted. Great job. One of our kids emailed me and they wanted to know, what is your opinion when it comes to dealing with failures in life? And how do you get these experiences into opportunities for growth?
You're the best advice you're ever going to get in your life, and no one taught me it. There is no such thing as failure. There is feedback. Okay? Anytime you attempt anything, you didn't fail. You got feedback because you have a desired result. Okay? Something you desire, you went out and tried, and you didn't get the result you had desired. So therefore, you got feedback. And then all you do is you try again and adjust your approach. And the only reason I'm successful is because I keep trying. I fail more than anyone. I always fail. But guess what? I don't fail. I get feedback. And then I just keep adjusting. And eventually, I get to the goal. It just takes time. So pull that word failure out. You sit a test, right? And you don't get the result you desire. Okay. So that means the next time I'm tested, I have to do a little bit more study. That's it. Okay? So don't worry about failing. Life's not about that. Life is about failing forward. Every obstacle is an opportunity for you to grow a little bit better.
That is incredible. I love that quote, man. I love it. Failing forward. Eva wanted to know, how do you stay so positive even when times are negative?
For me, the most important thing I do is I don't take my thoughts personally, in the sense of if I'm feeling, I'll give you, all right, so we're all on this call right now, okay? Everyone that's on this call, if I said to you, raise your right hand, everyone can raise their right hand, right? Everyone can do it. If I said to everyone on this call to think of something that happened yesterday, we can all take our minds and we can think of something that happened yesterday, good, bad, or indifferent. Now, if I tell everyone on the call to think of something in the future they really want, everyone can think in the future of what they want. Now, if I told everyone on the call right now to hold their breath for 3 seconds, everyone can breathe in and hold their breath for 1, 2, 3, and breathe out. By doing those things, I just proved that you're in control of where you place your attention. You thought of something in the past, you saw something in the future, you had the ability to raise your right hand, and you had the ability to hold your breath. So the trick is, when a negative thought comes in, you go, oh, you become curious. That's interesting. I tell myself, wow, that's a really negative thought. Now, when you think of something negative, think about this. You're always afraid you're not going to get what you want. You may lose what you have. You're worried about the future, okay? Or you may have done something in the past that you're worried about. If you're any of those four places, you're not present. So if you've done something in the past, make amends. Say sorry, move on. If you're worried about the future, prepare. Okay, if you're always prepared, you'll be prepared for what comes in the future.
I love it, man. I love it. And this is, I wish they had this when I was younger. And you guys are but we have a question from Estelle. Estelle is in Europe. Estelle, you had an awesome question. Go ahead and ask.
What did inspire you to do that book?
Great question. Thank you. So I was, it was, we locked down for COVID, and I'd written my first book that was doing really well, and I was doing a lot of speaking gigs, and everything got shut down. So I sat down, and I always write down how I feel. And to be honest with you, the book came out by complete surprise. I sat down, and over 3 days, I'd written 10,000 words, and a lot of these feelings and emotions were coming out. So, like, all right, I'm just going to keep writing every day. And then over 6 weeks, I'd written 70,000 words, and it kind of shaped itself. And then I sat down and got an editor, and then I worked through it. So it really just came from my feelings. And that's why I tell everyone, if you, here's something that no one ever told me, it's 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. If you have an idea, lean into the idea and never talk yourself out of creating something great. Because the difference between an extraordinary person and an ordinary person is very simple. They do a little extra to the ordinary. Okay? So if you have an idea, don't let anyone tell you you can't get that idea done. You fall in love with the process and you keep working hard, and it's work that has no end. Okay? Because yesterday's food does not keep me full today. What I did yesterday doesn't matter now. It's what I do every day. So right this second, if you want to write something, sit down and write. If you want to get healthy, work on your health. Just do it today and just do a little bit every day, and you will improve every day.
That is perfect. And that matches with one of our next questions. And one of the kids wanted to know, they said motivation can be fleeting. How do you maintain a high level of motivation, especially on days when you feel less inspired? Because we know that can ebb and flow, right?
Believe in passion. I believe in purpose. So I attached a big reason and a why and a purpose, because purpose gives you forward motivation. Okay? You always want to have enough reason and enough purpose that drives you. See, away motivation is easy. That's called the stick. We all know if we don't do certain things, we get punished. Okay? So when people say, I said to someone, well, why do you work in that job? Well, I don't want to be homeless. I'm like, okay, so you have a job to pay your bills. They're like, yeah, and it sucks. I'm like, no. You now have to give yourself purpose. So I always say, if you can find what you're good at, and that takes some time, and that's okay. Okay. And you require yourself to prepare yourself to work hard to gain skills. And I bring value to other people with my skills, right? That's purpose driven because I'm being of service. Then I'll always be motivated. So I don't worry about the feeling. Don't worry about the feeling. Be passionate about your purpose. Be of service and bring value to others. And then here's a little trick. You never need money, because I can bring you value. You will pay for what you value.
Man, you're like Yoda. This is amazing. So we'll go with a couple more questions, then we'll let you go because it's getting kind of late for some of our kids in Eastern Europe. One of the kids wanted to know, what advice would you give to us students who are just starting out and who might feel a little overwhelmed by the pressures of life, like possibly getting jobs after school or going to college?
First of all, remove that pressure. That doesn't exist. I'll tell you why. I'm going to teach you guys something that no one ever taught me, and it's the greatest strategy. And you've got to remember this, it'll change your life. You can learn anything in life to your potential. I want you to remember this, to your potential. We all are unique. Everyone on this call is uniquely gifted and brilliant within their potential. Don't compare yourself, comparison syndrome. Don't look at anyone else. Now, you can write this down. Any task, it doesn't matter if it was Mozart or any great person, they weren't born that good. the potential has to be pulled out of you and stretched. The first thing of anything you do in life, you're unconscious and you're incompetent. You don't know what you don't know. If I sat down on this call with every one of you kids doing math, you would be better at math than me because you know how to do that system. No matter how smart I am, I can't do math like you, right? Now, when you're unconscious and you're incompetent, it's overwhelming. Then you become consciously incompetent. Now I'm like, oh my God, I now know what I don't know. Most people quit. That's called hard and messy, all right? Now, if you work hard enough on your skills and you're aligned with what you think you're good at, over time, you become consciously competent. It becomes good. You become good. It becomes second nature. Oh, those formulas are easy. I know how to do my comprehension now. Oh, look back to when you couldn't do a times table. Now, here's the trick. You've got to work hard enough on your skills alone that it becomes unconscious competence. It becomes second nature. So if you go around in life and you follow your intuition, don't listen to anyone else. Follow your intuition. If you feel you can do something, then you go outside yourself and go, what are the skills required to become unconsciously competent? And it takes time. You don't just become great overnight. See, when you go into an art gallery, you see a picture on the wall. When you listen to something on your earpods or you stream it on, you listen to the end product. Or when you watch a movie, guess what? You see the end product. But I'll teach you a trick. You don't see the mess that creates the masterpiece. You don't see what happens in the art gallery to create the picture. I've shot TV shows. I've written books. You don't see the mess to get the finished product. So enjoy the mess. Enjoy the process. Fall in love with the work that has no end. And eventually, every one of you on this call will create your own masterpiece. And do not let any person tell you you can't. Because I'm telling you that magic is inside you and let it shine. Okay? So you can do anything. You take those four things and you go, I remember that crazy guy, Mike. He said, if I keep working and I keep working hard, I will reach my potential. And you will. Do not compare your potential with anyone else's. You're all unique and brilliant. Okay?
That, you just answered like four or five questions. Eva, he just answered your question. So don't listen to the naysayers. So that is perfect advice. Perfect advice. So
here's the thing. I discovered my talent by accident. Okay, I was very good at sports. I was very good at track. I won state championships in running. And what happened is there was a school play, and I'm dyslexic, and no one picked up my dyslexia and ADHD as a kid, okay? And there was a school play, and I was sitting in the chorus, and I was with another kid, and I was messing around, and everyone was rehearsing, and then I would just make him laugh by remembering everyone's parts. I didn't know I was photographic. No, I didn't know that, visually photographic. What happened was two of the kids got the flu. And the track teacher it was called the Pied Piper. She was running the play. And she turned around, she goes, we can't have the play because no one knows the parts. We're going to cancel the whole play. All the parents are coming, all the kids are coming. I was 12 years old. And my friend said, Mike knows all the parts. And she's like, what are you talking about? He goes, he can rehearse the whole play. He makes me laugh in the background. She got me up in front of everyone and she said, do you really know the parts? I said, yes. She goes, how? I said, I just watched them. I sang all the songs and I rehearsed. I knew the whole play back to front. She turned around to me and she said, Mike, you're now one of the leads. I went from the chorus to the lead. Now, everyone told me I would fail at school because I didn't know I was dyslexic. I had trouble at school, but I was good at track. So they said I would punch it. That one opportunity taught me that I could act and do music and singing. And then I took it on myself. I got my book deals without an agent. I got my TV shows without an agent. Everyone rejects me. Everyone tells me I'm not going to do it. I'm still on TV shows. I do everything myself. No one has the right to tell you your brilliance. No one. The best agent in the world, there's one agent, and that's God. Follow your heart. Follow what's right, and the universe will give you everything.
Brilliant. I love it, man. There's so many quotes in here, and guys, we'll have this recording sent out to you guys in the next few days. But Mike, before we let you go, I always ask this of all of our guests. Is there any advice, more than you've already given, is there any advice that you can give to these kids as they go off into the world and kind of figure out who they would like to be and what they would like to do?
Yeah. God, it's the advice that no one gave me. You're enough. Anyone that tells you you're not enough, you're enough. And you've got to give yourself time. Spend time. Look, here's something that you need to write down. The most important quote that never told me. If you do the work alone in the dark, you will shine in the bright lights. If you don't do the work in the dark, you'll get exposed in the bright lights. Take time with yourself. Give yourself time. Take time to learn. Take time to make mistakes. Surround yourself with people that lift you up, not bring you down. Okay? If it doesn't feel right, it doesn't matter what you're offered, it's not right. Follow your intuition. But you've got a long journey. Don't race. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. I go back to the kids that I went to school with. Now they watch me on TV shows and they call me for advice. And I was the kid that everyone looked at going, he's going nowhere in life. Okay? So don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. I'm living proof. I am living proof. And I came from a small town, the most isolated capital city in the world. And I told people, I'm going to America one day. I'll be on TV shows and I'll write books. And everyone laughed at me. And now guess what? I'm on TV shows and write books. And all my friends are like, we never left Perth. You are the master of your movie. You edit out what you don't want, right? And you let in the people you do want. And it's okay to set boundaries and learn to say no. If you don't want to do it, now you don't. And here's a very important thing, and remember this. There are rules in life. Look at the rules and be smart. There are man-made laws. You've got to look at the man-made laws. They change because you don't want to go to jail. But the most important thing is the spiritual laws. You reap what you sow. And if the cause is right, the effect is always abundance and money.
Man, that is solid advice. Thank you so much, Mike. And before I end the meeting for all, before I let everyone go, I traditionally allow everyone to unmute. And can we all say thank you to Mike Diamond for taking time out of his day to talk to us today?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.